Hard to touch the button on a radio, eat my gun and put it on the no peace gun.
On a radio, eat.
On a radio, eat.
On a radio, eat.
On a radio, eat. In a little case, the deeds are there, the deed can no be done.
Well, in Lana,
eat. Well, in Lana, eat.
Oh, see, oh, it's a log. Nika, Nika, see, we die, oh, le, le, you can leave a league. Did that the league on? Flag? Morse, surely hand out on. You do really a turn a ghost. Did you start off, dear, huh? To like Nega, le, to like the Noika, to like Gately, you'd use a lantern. Got the hoot, these on, cohego. No jig, these keen, no hissy, a day. Nothing I want. You dee go, oo go, you don't turn a dog on. No, no, they have Louis Keller, he did look dark car. No gog, not in a guest, he did not. So he here car yon, they gonna know who got dog on. Trees, they are gone, Nico. The no lantern do lose, Nico. Star on your long, he got Neo, see the hussy, on your long, he got dog on. Neo, hey, do near nurse, do near your who's. We know Lou, he loves dinner. Then I was getting off the hundred dollar dog car. We all live in the last nurse. Nuk his don't. His nuk don't. I need to like yearly, the liquor, you to not on ale, so near saw what you nail. Nuk his don't. His piggy early. Hello, my name is Dennis Sixkiller, and thank you once again for joining today to listen to Cherokee voices and Cherokee sounds that's being brought by Cherokee Nation. Summer is not too far off now, is it? What do you think about all the flooding and the tornadoes and such? Golly, May was quite a month, huh? Hope June's not like that. A lot of people are still dealing with the floods, tornadoes that came by, some lost their homes, and some even lost their lives. Such a sad situation, isn't it? But you was told many, many years ago that it would be like that. Not much we can do about it, is it? Is there? Well, thanks for joining me today. My name is Dennis Sixkiller, and you're listening to the Cherokee Voices and Cherokee Sounds that's being brought to you by Cherokee Nation. And how is your spring and almost summer going for you? I hope everybody is well in your family. It's always a blessing, isn't it? Everybody's feeling good. But with that, let me give you the numbers to Cherokee Nation once again. First one's always toll free nationwide. 1-800-256-0671. My direct number is 918-453-5433. On today's program, our Cherokee speaker will be Reba Rogers of Marble City, Oklahoma, and we'll hear another Cherokee story, and I'll tell Cherokee Nation news, and of course we'll hear some more good Cherokee songs, and also I'll teach 5 more Cherokee words, so please stay tuned. Corrigan's like on his game, huh? The goey to the wood. God die or to God do, huh? Eh? Guess it's the land, canoe, Alaska, Cohegan. Hale, I need to like, and you know how to get, huh? That's a dust, isn't it? So like a lean on the gnaw just without an old lawn. He loves cannot eat like the canogid, the gillow tidic, the dot had asked any, a le, his giga dig in nest, the dog a day on knee. Pesta, we deal all sign. And our first two songs of the program will be sung by the Piney Creek Duet. First song will be When the King Returns. Second song is Judgment Day. Nona no si weya, dinogisk, talaga dinogi di tadasti. Agaye, the girl you hit the galuti, to dog assist. Talineno, the good doctor ego, to dog assist.
Thank you.
And now here is Reba Rogers of Marble City, Oklahoma. She and I had a real good visit. She told her many, many good things. And sure enjoyed her interview. And Reba, if you're listening, thank you once again for taking the time to come here and do the interview with me. I sure do appreciate it. Now here is Reba Rogers of Marble City, Oklahoma. Nona, the good we do the word. God I owe to God do her, eh? A hundred little do list, or do you want to sell it? Or to no way, Lana, do to see the other less he used to eat on it. The good we eat, said Ost, see we good ye elite. He got to no way, Lana, eh? No, he said Ost, all I need, Coheeg. The good we do the word. God I owe to God do her, eh? The Lucius can always tell the dog, guy.
You go with our daughter, like Reba Rogers.
You go with Lisa. You know her. Did she get haunted diska? New season, the Tessa. Did that girl get you? They know her. Did that Lisa? Did they know how to do it? You still haunted diska? Not him to guess, eh?
Okay, you take on it. Take a day squad job, Lena. Yeah, you know, gone to geese again. I say. A dude, Ellen, did it again. Jolly Sega. God, so he did it loud, is a daggadel going. Then Nicola, the that nurse, he don't again. Pet it hollering, judge in his leg. I said, you need dinner, so Gilly, and now he's jug on the gaze in the guard. No. Gwylio dy jag stael ysdy daw ei yw ysgy. E dwr e jyn dy gaisa. Dy gwylio dy gwys jyn i'n ola dy tog jys dwi'r gwy. Nwyl yn dyn ni wys ysgy gyw gyw na gyda gyn gwys dy gatesa. E dwr ni os yw ni dwi'n nwyl o gynnw hali do jis de salole de gynnw hi. Gwyta jis gwyta ti gyda ag atas.
Tala gyha na i diwn wyn ysgan gyda ta si di sa.
Ni gata tala gyda ti wyn ysgan.
Lach ni dde di di o'r?
Sgodin a di dwi hi lawr.
Gyda?
Sin. E llwg. Joy, na ni te gyda yw'r sgyd gyda gyda lost y mwt na e di dada hys di.
I di gwrdd i gael. Halonia, hwe ni hi?
A yw gys tu dan eil ag e, talen ag e di gael.
O gyda? Halonia, di si i ze?
Gall gog.
Gy? Sy'n ni gyrs tyloch i ddi wwn i hwn?
Ni gart i tyloch i ddi wwn i ddi.
Na no, i gyrs i ddi ddech gwa. Stais na stan hyn, yonig ddi ddech gwa ti.
Ddi gyrs i wwan ti yonig ddi lena. A sy'n os ddi gyrs ddi wwy hi ohes. Os ddi ddi nŵ ddi anel y ddi ddi la.
Gy.
Da. Ddi ni oll ddi yw ni na gwrt. Doi ddi na anel o'n hyn. Hi a is the jaw saying and I eat the jaw he on us.
No.
Oh, see the wall there.
Geez,
can't do the quite as the.
Just is go asking the son, Ellen. I need some kiss.
And he told the auntie, and he gave you good. Gay look at an anywhere. I said, I now take a tail quite. Na e llwg na egdo. Na oes gyd oes dyd e yw oes gyd. Na ti wun i ag i el oes. E dod dyd i gen. Ai, det är lagt här och det är jag lägga. Det går att lägga. Det är det.
Det är jag igen och vad har du ändå?
Isai Chano said, William Pettit, did that. Chuck Pettit, right? Chano said.
Okay.
Eighteen. No. I will give it like the time. Cynthia Rawson, Newt's Tanner, said Pettit.
You know, in high school, you touch like a hand, it's gone now. That is again.
No, it's got to you, too, Tessa. Ja vaan haltin louseita. Ja se ennen peri halli tehtäen, että tehtäen, koska kannetta tehtäen. Ne kaatteen ei tuuttiin taan nöylin. Ne kaat saavu tehtäen, ja sen yhtään kenä hitsaa taan eilen.
Okei.
Mä tekee aina kiisen, että kaataa juuri tuoi kiilyhtä. Ja siinä kein aikein.
No niin sanoi, että näitä kehna?
Salan kei jouta ja kunniin ei liikaa. Tämä on teillä kuin se, että Lawrence Candis tietysti, että Haskell tietysti, että tämä on teillä kuin se. Tämä on aina kiisa. Det är också gott att när det är gott i så ska jag ta just det till.
Okej. I så lust säger jag.
Nu är det av del gott av Northeastern Channel. Nu är det av del gott.
Okej.
Det är jag har certifikat jag kan äsa. Nu är det gott av just det. Det är gott av just det jag har länna. Talsko hista ni ni te te tagle osta mel.
Okei. No tu ne kuote. Na de 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 oske.
Et ka ta jo tin del. No to tin au ta mel. Le no le au emotion ta no no le na taki le ta.
De hu te de oske na. Ka da jo oste.
Okei, ye tin ni to oske ti ye jo oske.
Jo ne
Ikäli nani jäi ja jani ja. Kyllä otit jalka vuoniski tikati, jalka se vuoni tähä jantihen. Nikatte na vuonske. Yhtska, kuten jäi jaon.
No kuten, kuten. Se kyllä taa hila ne. Ade. Ide. Ja då utan nahinen går då och sen det tar sig det så ska ut det nytt ut slå ut nytt se tack ja med den är klar ska
det är det den är klar du en del går det är när går det ut igen han har ju är stil det var nära det var det det går det då då nära det då nära då då det ska
Når han sker så, når jeg dig over det, lige går der til at lægge nogle skåne hen, når han sker her, kan?
Det er okay. Når jeg går der til at lægge nogle skåne hen,
når han sker her.
Det er okay, jeg er for. I løs kan du ane jo også.
Når han sker, det er sgu lade alle, når han Då du den dig han då kostarna ska nå hit dig. Spring plane då sen då. Då när han nå hit i det skulle är.
Ja, det ses det ge då ju kan inte ante.
Ja, vad det.
Ja. Så där ni nog ge. Nej, ge då Gerald. Det kan nog ge. Då kan
det.
Gospel ni det kan nog ge ska nå.
Ni då han nog ge sig. Vad det.
Okay, you do, Lena. They can okay. You just tell them. You can leave your daddy in okay. Check a Lena and the daddy in okay. Claw. You do see, we'll go over to an ethnic tea with your girl, sell. Now tell you, they can okay.
Nā, i ka tāne e tēs tāne, nā. And now here is Marcus Rock to sing Introduction of Public Worship and Guide Me, Jehovah. Nō na Marcus, tū tō at, tālinga tō tā kano gīs, nā gāyī, Jehovah tā gōjū hī, tū tō kē sēst, tālinē nā, skuā tēnī sēst, Jehovah, tū tō kē sēst. Now it's time for Church Nation News. First, the All Turkey Singing for this month on June the 7th will be at the Emmanuel Baptist Church in Claremore, Oklahoma. And unfortunately, I don't know the address of that church, but it will be at the Emmanuel Baptist Church in Claremore, Oklahoma. They begin at 7 p.m., end at 9, 2 hours of good turkey singing. So if you're in the Claremore area, you don't want to miss out because there's always some good turkey songs that you're going to hear. And if you want to record, they welcome that. Or if you just simply want to go and enjoy some good turkey singing, I know you won't be disappointed. Again, June 7th at the Emmanuel Baptist Church in Carmel, Oklahoma, they will have the All Turkey Singing there. But please go if you can in support of the All Turkey Singing. And secondly, the Turkey Speakers Meeting will be June the 13th in the former ballroom, which is the Turkey Community Meeting Room now, right behind the restaurant of the Turkeys. But we will be back in the old ballroom, okay, behind the restaurant Turkeys. So please keep that in mind. It'll be on the 13th. We begin at 12:30 p.m., about 4 or so. We always have a good time. We might have some more singing. People tell us stories. I or someone else will teach another turkey lesson. So please come if you can. If you haven't been in a while, come on back. And if you've never been, if you're a speaker, come on out. I know you'll enjoy yourself. Again, that's June 13th, 12:30 p.m., right behind the restaurant Turkeys here in Tahlequah, Oklahoma. It'll be our turkey speakers meeting. Come on out if you can. We'll be glad to see you. Okay, Hence it's called the Halloween Goskogin says Glamo Emmanuel Baptist Church is on to Nostin, huh? To Lagi, huh? To Danino Gise. Since I want Naya Gesa, I don't know, to Nostin. I said, I want to hear. Kill it, all to done. Ye did know, he said. Ye did know, he said. Goskogo and it's going to say, dear, so nearly go here. To Lagi, huh? Dino Gisco. And not Glamo, I eat, eh? Did you like the Knogid? Did you do something? Did you do? They were there all to what do? Did you like the Knogid? It is to go on. See you, here's a call. Got Gogine, the Halloween color, Glamour, Emmanuel Baptist is all to Nosti, is not to like you, huh? To the Nino, you see. The Liga says, with their dollar, they did cruise down there, to like you, huh? I know you is going. Tell you not to get all the guesser, not to like what you want to ask. The Liga, the daughter's all, you see, huh? See now, you don't. Hence a call. So good, you see, and get says, told the door score the lane score, so he did. Naki go head. The guest son, eh? Got the yellies go yard high. I said, no, to the end, you know the done, huh? You got yard high, dino gears go. Let's go, you got on in the way, let's go. I know, Kilole, no delay. Till I got that day, your hug. Hit the collie. Like I said, he did all line. He did only guest son, you till I give you one ease. Only need the done, you did all line. You was the hilly, you did all. You got no, go he got it all, you. You had all line. You just saw go. You did all honey again. See what? Till I go to the one is. To the dog, you see how to live here. The Halloween color, so good to see and get sassy. Told the dog's go to the land is gone. Here, not the car. Na ballroom, juice, and then you get sassed. Not the getting, you know, saucy on deal. Na uta canna sealer. And na, though the dog hasty. I think I said, you did all line. It was the hilly. You did all along. Now these next two songs were sung at the New Hope Baptist Church in Hobart, Oklahoma. First song is Heavenly Home. That was led by the late Jack Kingfisher. Second song is Jesus My All. And that one was led by Russell Feeling. Now I'm going to tell you how to get to the end of the day. The guy who would have to go in and say to the dog, he says, can I know Jake that's what to get, huh? You will not get says to tell you that, no. And that's in the word, Josa Nagu will also do dog says, can no rust of feeling, will an ant get says de.
I do, God.
It's time for Turkey Words. And as you're getting ready, I'll go over Turkey vowels. We have six vowels in our language. We have the A, E, I, O, U, and V. And here are the sounds. A, E, E, O, U, E. And I'll say the English word once and spell it in English phonetics twice. Word number one for today is geyser. And this is a three-part word. First part is spelled like this. U-D-I-H-L-E-G-I. Second part, A-M-A. Third part, G-A-N-U-G-O-G-V. Again, word number one is the word geyser. This is a three-part word. First part is spelled like this. U-D-I-H-L-E-G-I. Second part, A-M-A. Third part, G-A-N-U-G-O-G-V. Word number two is the word ghost. And it's spelled like this. A-T-S-A-S-G-I-L-I. Again, word number two is the word ghost. Just spell like this. A-T-S-A-S-G-I-L-I. Word number three is the word giblet. It's spelled like this. U-Y-U-T-I. Again, number three is the word giblet. Just spell like this. U-Y-U-T-I. Word number four is the word gift. And let's spell like this. A-D-A-H-N-E-D-I. Again, word number four is the word gift. It's spelled like this. A-D-A-H-N-E-D-I. Word number five is the word gifts. It's spelled like this. D-I-D-A-H-N-E-D-I. Again, word number five is the word gifts. And it's spelled like this. D-I-D-A-H-N-E-D-I. And now I'll pronounce these words. Word number one is the word geyser, a three-part word. First part is pronounced like this. U-D-L-E-G-I. Second part, ma. Third part, ga-nu-go-g. And all together, u-di-le-ki, a-ma, ga-nu-go-g. U-di-le-ki, a-ma, ga-nu-go-g. Number two is the word ghost, or some might refer to the boogerman. In this word, the A with the T-S would be silent, and you can pronounce a T-S sound with the first A like this. A-ts-s-ki-li. 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 You just kind of put those two S sounds pretty close together. Let me say it one more time. Otskili. You just kind of drag out the S sound with those two S sounds right there in the middle, okay? Number three, the word giblet is pronounced like this. U-U-T. 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 Word number four, the word gift is pronounced like this. A-da-ne-ti. 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 Number five is gifts. It's pronounced like this. Di-da-ne-ti. 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 Now I'll pronounce these words one more time. Number one is the word geyser. Uti seki ama ganugoga. Number two is ghost. Otskili. Number three, giblet. U-U-T. Number four, gift. Oh, excuse me. Number four, the word gift. Adonehti. Number five is the word gifts. Di-da-ne-ti. Sometimes these words might be a little tricky, like the word ghost, but with a little practice, I know you can do it. So keep up that positive attitude and keep on trying, okay? If it's kind of hard for you to catch on to these words, that's okay. It's just understandable. Like anything new that you learn sometimes, you know, it takes a little time, but I know you can do it. So just hang in there, all right? Don't give up. Keep on practicing these words. I believe in you. Until next week, keep on practicing. Now here are two more songs. These songs were sung at the Pioneer Baptist Church back in 2005. First song is Christ's Second Coming, led by Rufus King. Second song is Guide Me, Jehovah, and I led that one. Nohno, talega te kenogite do tadate, hino noce, talega yel hisk, tu detes disa, tu nino git ges este. Agai, nesan a huwet, iga guya hei, tu do ges es. Tieno, Rufus King, tu do, ulena ges este. Talinenho, squaw tinis este yehova, tu do ges est. Aya, aulena ges est, skinaye.
And the Lord he is with me. He got you. Now with those I read, lost them. Now with those I read, lost them. Now with those I Joseph, I would need your healing.
Here's one of my favorite stories by Robert Lewis. It has a good moral to it. And this story is called Valley of Butterflies. No, Robert Lewis, I can know here. I can love it. I could also say, here no, come on, who could have lived? So, I hate to talk, I says, I can leave it. I can know here. I said, no, God can't. Or, you could have lost. No, you could have lost.
Next one I have is about Valley of Butterflies. This one also along the lines of being aware of things that could do harm to you. And this is from the Eastern Band. Mm-hmm. One of their storytellers has told us at the Red Clay Conference that I went to a couple of years ago when he had the meeting between the Cherokees and the Eastern Band for a little while. So we were sitting out there in the woods, and she begins to tell about this story. And I listened to it, and I thought, well, that would be good. Go out there and bring it back to the kids, make sure they listen to it, and another thing of being aware of what can do harm to you. But the gist of the story starts out with it's a young woman. She's out there in this village. She's beautiful. She has long, dark hair, and her eyes glisten like the sun, and she takes good care of herself, and she's beautiful to look at, and she has all the young men in the village just swarming around her, just like honeybees around honey. But she doesn't want anything to do with any of them. Mm-hmm. She's waiting for somebody who's just as special as she is. And so she just avoids all those men. They all come up to her, young men are coming up there, trying to court her, trying to get her to pay attention to them. She won't have anything to do with them. They bring deer meat, they bring lots of food. The mother gets frustrated with her, says, look at all this they're bringing here for us, for you, and you won't give them the time of day, and she doesn't want to have anything to do with them. Mm-hmm. She's waiting for that one special guy. Well, a stranger shows up in the village one day. It's coming through. And because when strangers would show up, people would all go after and meet, and they'd have news about what's going on in different towns, and this and that. Well, he comes walking, and he's absolutely gorgeous. All the men are sitting there jealous of him. All the women are following this guy around like bumblebees. And so she's sitting there, and she's smitten. She sees this young man. She says, okay, this is the one I want. Mm-hmm. I finally found the one I want. And so he sees her, starts to court her, and he tells the family, says, yeah, it's going to take her back to the village. This is the woman I'm going to marry. And so she says, okay, we're going to follow you along. So she follows the young man. They go off in the woods, and he starts leading her down a path she's never been down before. And they get further and further away from her home. And as they make their way down, there's this huge, deep valley. And as they walk through the valley, there's this mist covering the valley, sort of like the Smoky Mountain area. Mm-hmm. It's mist, and you can't see much anything beyond a few feet in the trees. So she's making her way down from that valley with the young man. As they get closer and closer to that mist, he turns and looks at her and says, I want you to close your eyes. I'm going to take you through this place. It's the valley, and I don't want you to look at anything, no matter what you feel or what you may smell. Just hold on to my hand. Mm-hmm. I'm going to take you through this mist and take you out to the other side. The other side is my village. I'll take you over there. And so the young woman said, okay. So she reaches out her hand, takes his strong hand, walks with him, closes her eyes, mm-hmm. and he starts leading her. And as they make their way into the mist, she can feel the temperature change. She can smell the mist like you smell rain when rain's coming in. Mm-hmm. And then when they get through that part of the mist, she's sitting there and she keeps asking the young man, when can I open my eyes? And he says, I'll let you know when. Mm-hmm. So just keep them closed. And they continue walking along. And then she begins to smell things. It's like the most beautiful smell in the world. Mm-hmm. Like smell of flowers, if you love flowers. Smell of food, if you're hungry. Smell of food, makes you hungry. And so she's sitting there. She's got all these smells running through her. And she says, something smells really good. And he just won't say a word. Just says, just walking her along. And then she begins to feel things very lightly touching the side of her face and up around her hair. And she can hear things fluttering on by. And she's wanting to look out. She's wanting to open her eyes. And that's the hard thing. Even little kids say, close your eyes, don't look, don't peek. The one thing they want to do, they want to peek. They want to open between their fingers and peek and see what's going on. Mm-hmm. And so finally she can't take it anymore. As they're walking along, she barely opens one of her eyes and peeks. When she does, she sees the most beautiful, vibrant colors all around her and it's fluttering on by. And so her eyes pop wide open to see what's going on. And she realizes what it is. They're butterflies. They're the size of birds, small birds and large birds. And they're swooping back and forth and flying around. And the most beautiful colors you can ever imagine are fluttering by. The favorite colors you have are all in these butterflies. And they're going right past her face and her eyes and flying around her. So she looks at him and she realizes there's all these flowers and this nectar and all these smells are coming to her. And she just stops dead in her tracks. She still has a hold of the young man's hand, but she's looking around, mouth wide open, looking at all these butterflies and these flowers. And she says, you ought to look at this. Turns and looks at him, but he has his eyes closed. He's just feeling his way along the path. Mm-hmm. He's just shaking his head no. And she says, well, you need to look at this. Come look at this. This is so beautiful. And so she says to her, and she lets go of his hand and walks off the path. She comes amongst the flowers. And the minute she does, all those butterflies start landing on her. They're flooding her around beside her. Mm-hmm. And she's petting them, and she can't believe how beautiful they are. And she's begging him to open his eyes to see, but he's just shaking his head. And she starts calling for him to come back because he's still moving. He says, you need to come back. Stop. I don't know my way around here. You need to stop. Come back. And then she notices something. The butterflies keep landing on her. And before too long, the weight of them starts to weigh her down. And so she starts to get a little scared. She says, I need you to come back. I can't move. They seem to be hanging on to me. But he's just shaking his head, and he's still walking. Mm-hmm. And when she opens her mouth to speak one more time, a couple of the butterflies all go down her throat. And then they start to suffocate her, and she can't get out, and she can't breathe. And she ends up passing away in that valley of butterflies. And again, there's another moral of that story. There's things out there that can harm you. Sometimes it's presented in really pretty packages. Sometimes you have people that come up to you and says, you ought to try this. You're gonna enjoy this. This is going to be a good experience for you. And it may be beautiful. It may take you down a path, but it can also take you down a path that can also strangle you, strangle your family and things like that. So that's something you also have to be aware of in this world. Unfortunate, but it is true.
Beautiful to look at and good to smell, but bad.
Yeah, dangerous for you.
Dangerous. Very good.
These next two songs were sung by our Church and National Youth Choir from a few years ago. First song is I Would Not Live Alway. Second song is Oh, How I Love Jesus. Norna, Karadin Tusk, Talagat Nogit Dita Dosti. Ilas Nandesis again, Nogit, Talagat Dita Dosti. A guy, slash and go here, you get esty. On New York, dog was lost, you don't, huh? To dog gets esty. Tally Nana, the national words, you got good, you hang, to dog gets esty. Well, that's it for another program. And I sure do thank each and every one of you for tuning in today, wherever you're listening from, near or far, as I always say. My name is Dennis Sixkiller. You've been listening to the Cherokee Voices and Cherokee Sounds that's being brought to you by Cherokee Nation. Are you looking forward to summertime? Well, by the way, I hope you thanked a veteran this past Memorial Day weekend for their military service to keep us safe and free here in America. And I'm so glad of that, that we're free. And I'm sure you are too. So with that in mind, I will give you number Cherokee Nation once again. Give me a call sometimes. Since always toll free nationwide, 1-800-256-0671. My direct number is 918-453-5433. And the number to your tribal headquarters here in Tahlequah, Oklahoma is 918-453-5000. Until next week, please take care. No de al scudin, it is like click, tis the league of a scholar, gilly in God, is quatel de la cohigan. Kiloke, uyoxidola, ayoske leg, hilly elites, hinted a galon, hint all the woman to guess, eh? Do you henna, uli helliest, a detta miel talker, nailag, ye are the gustanus, a senna tohi de on talker. I guess, do you gilly on a miel to gay, I guess, eh? Nigod, it is like, dig a dag, you said it okay, do you skinny the daggy? Leg you hen, ye dehan elon, ye dao henna, lehan a dawn, ye gain a seek, no guess, eh? Not tennis goo, ye don't a dee case, ye die, sir, on elon, eh? No guess, see the sister does an air, until the gaily, not as naughty to do lay. The guy, sewu, a meeting and then, sagu, nailisk, tall, his suzal, canigida, suzal, the folk, sagu. On the left, naughty, so near sagu to nail. Nug hisk don't. Hisk nug don't. Unintelligently, the lipkia, utanod on ale, son air sorgo chenea, nug hisk don't. Hisky gilly. The god, ye diesel like, ye dog says ye degasty, utugin hunger says, eager licky, son don't watch, eh? What don't?